Sat in Middlewich Town Council with Dave Thompson. Now, Dave Thompson, you probably don't know the name, but you will know the name of the Fab Festival, which is the Folk and Boat Festival. Now, just tell me all about what the Fab Festival is, why Middlewich Town Council do it, and the history of it. Dave, how are you?
Hi, Darren. Yes, I'm all right, thanks. Why do we do it? Well, why not? It started in 1990 by some locals who were really just looking for something to do, something to look forward to. And quite by chance, the local band which I play in, the Middlewich Paddies, Richard, the singer, had just come back from a festival in Scotland and just said simply, why don't we have a festival in Middlewich? We thought, oh, right, okay, yeah. And it's a great opportunity for the band to play. You know, if we don't get booked, we'll play anyway. And quite by chance, the local Canal Society were looking to start up a boat rally. So we got together, and really, it was just by chance that the Folk and Boat Festival happened in that way. And it really is as simple as that, just by chance. And we had the first festival in 1990, and it's grown. It varies each year, but I think it's grown steadily up to, it was run by a voluntary committee. Each of us had a different role to play, jobs to do. Up till 2010, that's how it ran. In 2010, the voluntary committee called it a day. So I convinced the town council, look, it's too important for it not to carry on. And in no time at all, they said, yes, we agree. And now the council run the event since then, and here we are today.
So, Dave, what can we expect from the 3 days? Well, it's Friday night, it's the Saturday day and Sunday night, to my understanding, for the Fab Festival. What can we expect?
Lots and lots of music, to start with. But just to correct you, we lost some of the venues now start on a Thursday.
Oh, right.
We have a warm-up on a Thursday night, and most of the fringe venues put music on or stage something. The Boar's Head have got a quiz. The King's Lock have got a special open session. All the different venues put something on.
So that's like a pre-event, warm-up event?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because we get so many boats here in advance, the floating market, and we have reserved moorings for trade boats from the Wednesday. So we've got a big influx of visitors from early in the week. So I've encouraged the venues to make the most of it, basically. Why wouldn't you? So we've got 7 venues this year on the fringe. We call it the Fab Fringe. And all of these venues contribute towards the festival. They all pay a registration fee, and that money goes into the advertising and the marketing of the festival. So we've got the Boar's Head, the Big Lock, the White Bear, the Newton Brewery, King's Lock, the Narrowboat Inn, and Middlewich Legion. And each of those venues puts on a programme of music all weekend. Some day and night, some... It varies. It's not exactly the same. Because not the venues are not the same, but it works right. It works well. It works great. And the full details will be on the festival website and the app. Because we didn't have some venues are still booking artists now. Where are we? 21st, 22nd of May, and they're still ringing. Can we do? What about someone now? Oh, just tell me what you've got, and we'll get it booked in. So we're pulling the timetable together now for the fringe. And that'll go out with the second wave of the festival guide at the beginning of June. I mentioned the floating market. That was a novel idea that I thought would work well. And when I started looking around, everybody was doing it. So it wasn't exclusive to us, and I wouldn't claim it would be. But and that's just in one location on the canal where Canal and River Trust have reserved moorings for the trade boats. And that can mean anything from... homemade cheese, fudge, crafts, painting, all sorts of traders make up the floating market. And that's a big attraction in itself. Plus the heritage boats that we get here for the festival, sometimes it's the only chance people get or make the effort to go and see these boats on the canal. And not just visitors, we've got, obviously there's 13,000 plus people in Middlewich, so the vast majority of those, I think, turn out to see some part of the festival. So that's great, and I suppose the council focus, if you like, or the highlight for us is the main stage on Market Field in the town centre. It's only a small field, as you know, but the purpose was to keep it in the town. Many times people have come and said to me, why don't we do it here? Why don't you take it out of town into a bigger field and make it a big festival? I said, because the whole idea of when it started was to make it for the benefit of the town, keep it in the town. And I think a lot of people now appreciate that. So we start full on Friday night with the main stage concert, which this year features Peter Hook and the Light, which tickets are selling really well for. We're thrilled that it's been so well received, and he's supported by three local bands. It's the only night that we sell tickets for, which again makes Middlewich a little bit unusual, because Saturday and Sunday is free admission. A lot of people sort of raise their eyebrows like you just say, well, why was it free? Because the council runs the event, we want to make it free as much as possible for our community and for others who come along and benefit from that. So Saturday and Sunday main stage has a varied programme of music, dance and street theatre. Saturday afternoon we've got a showcase Americana with some local artists, but we've also got artists over from the America, including Josh O'Keefe, the Cody Sisters and Tim Erickson. Names you might not be familiar with, but if anybody knows the film Cold Mountain with Jude Law, Tim Erickson was one of the guys who programmed the music for that. So Tim knows his stuff, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Tim. And then in the evening we've got a completely different programme of music featuring a band from Amsterdam, a local band again, another band from, I think they're from Oxford, called The Lottery Winners, and the headliner for that is Scott Matthews, an award-winning singer-songwriter from the Midlands. And that is free, you know, it is free. I swear bloody, there's no charge whatsoever. We do have a limit on capacity, so I would urge people to get here early if they're coming to see a particular artist. And again, all the details will be on the app and the website. And on Sunday, we start the day with a Sunday service that's hosted by Middlewich Churches Together, and that's at 11 o'clock. And the concert itself on the main stage starts 1 o'clock, and I call that Folk Roots and Boogie, because again, it's a mixture of musical styles. I get criticised because people say it's not the folk and boat anymore. I said, no, it's not. It's a community festival that features music, all sorts of music. So we've got local artists again, the Hayes Sisters from Stockport, but we've also got a guy I've been really looking forward to seeing, Henry Herbert, who's a boogie-woogie piano player. And I urge people to just Google his name, because they will see him busking in St Pancras stage, where they've got these Play Me pianos in the station, and you watch him play. And he's just awesome. He's just breathtaking. So Henry's coming up on the Sunday from London with his band, and also to finish on the Sunday night, after last year's fantastic finale, we've got a band called the Electric Swing Circus, who do a lot across Europe and the Middle East. And again, it'll be a great way to finish the festival on the main stage on the Sunday.
And just to add to the main stage that you've got here at the Fab Festival this year, you've got the Ball Ring as well, Dave.
We have, in the town centre, yes. I programme a lot of music and dance. It tends to be more dance because it's that sort of venue, and that starts at, I think, 12 o'clock each day. On Saturday and Sunday, local dance teams, we have Morris dancers coming from around the country, and some fantastic street theatre by the fairly famous family. So again, linked with that and the boat rally, and on the Saturday we have the market as well in the town centre, there is so much for families especially to come and see and do for free. Keep emphasising that it's free. And just while I mention that, Darren, the reason we can keep it free is with the support we get from the local sponsors. The business support scheme raised over £5,000 this year. Plus, with help from Bare Bones, the corporate sponsors, all that money goes into the pot, into the budget, to help pay for the running costs of the festival. So it's a balancing act, to put it mildly, but it works, and long may that continue.